跟大家一起来学习啊，灵敏像审判的夸胜。
Tonight, I'd like to study with you the topic Mercy Triumphs Over Judgment.
我们现在来看雅各书第二章。
Please turn to the book of James, chapter 2.
雅各书第二章。
James, chapter 2.
第十三节
，Verse 13。
请读，雅各书三节。
Verse 13, for judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment.
这个地方讲怜悯向审判夸胜。
Here says mercy triumphs over judgment.
在马太福音，我们最近读的八福里面。
In the Beatitudes in Matthew that we just recently read.
其中有一福是邻居人的人有福了。
And one of the Beatitudes says that blessed are the merciful.
因为他们要蒙邻居。
For they shall be shown mercy.
那这个怜悯向审判夸胜就是我们对人有爱心那我们在接受审判的时候神也要怜悯我们。
A mercy triumphs over judgment means that if we show love to others, then during judgment time, God will show mercy to us.
所以我们在审判的时候就能够很安然。因为我们是一个有怜悯人的人。
And during Judgment Day, we shall be peaceful, feel calm, because we have shown mercy to others.
我们在读马太福音第九章的时候让我们来思想怎么怜悯人。
When we read Matthew 9, let us reflect as to how we can show mercy to others.
我们现在看马太福音的第九章。
Now, please turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 9.
马太福音第九章。
Matthew, chapter 9.
我们现在来看第十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
Matthew 十一节请。
Chapter 9, verse 11. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?
十二节。
Verse 12. When Jesus heard that, he said to them,Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick.
13节。
Verse 13, But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
这个地方讲有税吏跟罪人跟主耶稣一起来坐席。
Here says that the tax collectors and sinners came to be with Jesus.
那十一节说法利赛人也在当中。
And verse 11 says that the Pharisees were among them.
所以在这个房子里面有三种人。
Therefore, in this, under this roof, there is three kinds of people.
第一种人就是税吏跟罪人。
The first kind are the tax collectors and sinners.
第二种人就是主耶稣。
The second kind is the Lord Jesus.
那第三个就是法利赛人。
And the third is are the Pharisees.
我们看 法利赛人哈、啊、看见耶稣跟税吏罪人一起吃饭哈、啊，他就有问题。
And so we see that when the Pharisees saw the Lord Jesus eating with the tax collectors and sinners, he was not comfortable with it. He found problem with that.
啊，因为大家都知道税吏哈、啊、跟罪人是相同的。
Many people equate tax collectors with the sinners.
啊，那主耶稣也说他是从神来的。
And the Lord Jesus himself proclaimed that he comes from God.
啊，那神是很公义的。
And God is a just one.
啊，为什么啊，主耶稣跟税吏会一起吃饭呢？
So then why is it that the Lord Jesus is willing to eat with the sinners and tax collectors?
啊，所以他有问题就是表示啊，他们认为啊，主耶稣如果是义人，就不应该跟税吏跟罪人一起吃饭。
So the Pharisees saw this as problematic, therefore because they felt that Jesus being a righteous man should not eat with the sinners.
啊。那主耶稣怎么回答
？Then how the Lord Jesus replied to the Pharisees' question？
所以十二节主耶稣用一个比喻。
And in verse 12, the Lord Jesus answered with a parable。
啊，健康的人用不着医生。
Those who are well have no need of a physician。
那有病的才用得着医生。
But those who are sick。
啊，所以啊。这个房间里面，以主耶稣的比喻来讲，就有三种人。
In this room, according to the Lord's parable, there are three types of people.
啊，第一种是健康的人。
The first type are the healthy people.
第二种人是有病的人。
The second are the sick.
啊，第三种人就是医生。
And the third is the physician.
啊，如果我们是一个健康的人。
If we are healthy,
我们看到一个人生病，我们会非常的同情。
And when we see someone ill, we empathize and sympathize with them.
啊，因为生病确实是很辛苦的。
Because being ill is really it's a great suffering.
啊，所以啊，圣经里面告诉我们，神所要的是什么？
The Bible tells us as to what does God require of us.
啊，神认为善的事情是什么？
And what are the good that God thinks of?
啊，在弥迦书六章八节有三件事情。
And in Micah 6 verse 8, there are three things God deems as good.
啊，第一个就是行公义。
First is to do justice.
啊，第二个是好怜悯。
And the second is to love mercy.
啊，第三个是存谦卑的心跟神同行。
And third is to walk humbly with your God.
啊，啊，这个行公义啊，是对自己的要求。
So to do justly is something that we requires of ourselves.
好像亚伯兰九十九岁啊，神说你要在我面前做完全人。
This is likened to when Abraham was 99 years old, God told him that before me, you have to be blameless.
好，所以公义是我们追求的目标，是对我们自己的要求。
So to do justly is something that is our own personal goal, is our requirement for ourselves.
好，那好怜悯是我们对别人的态度。
To love mercy is our attitude towards others.
啊，但是如果我们的信仰生活没有谨慎，啊，我们会把行公义放在别人身上。
But if we're not watchful in our walk of faith, then we will put the requirement of to do justly upon others.
啊，当我们啊对神的知识越来越多的时候
，When our knowledge of God increases.
啊，我们不是用这个知识啊来对照自己来追求进步。
We do not use this knowledge to mirror ourselves and to self improve.
有时候是我们用这个知识啊来判断别人。
And sometimes instead, we use this knowledge to judge others.
所以行公义啊，如果以这一段圣经来讲，文士啊，这个法利赛人，他们觉得他们在行公义。
So, based on this passage, the Pharisees think that they're doing justly by their actions.
所以啊，他就问啊，为什么你的先生跟税吏罪人一起吃饭？
Therefore, the Pharisees then ask, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?
如果那个是对的，他就不会问了。
Because if what Jesus did is correct, then they would not have posed this question.
就是他们觉得这个不是很对，有问题，所以他才问为什么这样做。
But to them, this was problematic. Something is not right. Therefore, they posed this question.
所以有时候我们信主越来越久有时候道理越懂越深对周围的人越看越不顺眼。
Therefore, the longer we believe in the Lord, the more knowledge we acquire, the more we cannot tolerate and accept the people around us.
因为我们有一把尺到处去衡量别人。
It is because we have a ruler or a tape measure that we use. We go around and measuring other people.
其实这把尺是要来衡量我们自己。
But in reality, this measuring tape or this ruler should be used to measure ourselves.
其实这一面镜子是要来照自己的。
And in reality, this mirror should be used to reflect on ourselves.
那这样我们会一直进步，我们在公义上会一直进步。
And if we do so, then we will continue to improve ourselves in justice.
所以如果我们这个故事看到最后，文士法利赛人的存在对税吏跟罪人并没有什么帮助。
So if we read the entire story in this passage, we see that the existence of the Pharisees and scribes actually do not benefit the tax collectors and sinners at all.
因为主耶稣说有罪的人有病的人才又来医生，所以对主耶稣来讲罪就是病。
So the Lord Jesus says that only the sick needs a physician. Therefore, to the Lord Jesus, sin is actually an illness.
其实活在罪里面是很痛苦的。
It is indeed a great suffering and pain to live under sin.
第一个，他没有自由。
First, they have no freedom.
因为罪是一种权势，会控制人。
Because a sin is a form of power that can control someone.
我们不能够做所愿意做的。
That we can no longer do the things that we want to do.
是我们一直去做我们不想做的。
And we continue to do the things that we do not want to do.
所以真的是很不自由。
Indeed, we truly have no freedom.
那第二个一旦有罪，良心就没有平安。
Second, when we have sin, our conscience will have no peace.
因为罪好像一个担子压住我们。
Because sin is like a burden that presses on us.
那第三个。
Third,
活在罪里面是没有盼望的。
Living in sin brings no hope.
因为这个病很严重，就没有盼望，只是到最后就是死。
Because this sin is a terminal, and we one is hopeless, and the ultimate end is death.
因此我们看到主耶稣对这些税吏罪人他的心态跟文士法利赛人不一样。
We therefore see the difference in attitude of the Lord Jesus towards the sinners and tax collectors from that of the scribes and Pharisees.
他不是看到他们的罪，他们做很多的错误，愤愤不平，看不顺眼，他不是这样。
When the Lord Jesus saw their sin, he was not filled with anger or imbalance.
所以主耶稣觉得他们很可怜。
Instead, Jesus felt that they were very pitiful.
因为他们是生病的。
Because they are ill.
啊，谁愿意生病？
Who wants to be sick?
没有人愿意生病。
No one wants to be sick.
啊，所以这些人生病是很可怜的。
So these people are sick, therefore they're very pitiful.
那谁能够医他们的病？
Now, who then can heal their sickness?
这个税吏跟罪人，谁能够解决他们的罪？
Who can solve the problem of sin of the tax collectors and sinners?
主耶稣啊，来世就是要解决我们的罪。
Is the one who will fix our problem of sin.
所以我们看马太福音的第一章。
Now let's turn to Matthew chapter 1.
马太福音第一章。
Matthew chapter 1.
21节。
Verse 21. Matthew 1 verse 21. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus.For he will save his people from their sins.
这个主的使者告诉约瑟。
The messenger of the Lord told Joseph.
玛利亚要生一个儿子。
Mary shall bring forth a son.
你要把他起名叫耶稣。
And you shall call his name Jesus.
他要把人从罪里面救出来。
For he will save his people from their sins.
他的一生三十 几年就一句话讲出来他要做什么把人从罪里面救出来。
So his entire life of 30 some years is summed up in this one sentence, which is his purpose in life is to save his people from their sins.
所以他到最后他要为人的罪而死在十字架上。
In the end, he shall die on the cross for the sake of sinners.
那个是苦悲啊很辛苦。
It is indeed a bitter cup. It's very painful.
这三年多的时间，他走遍各城各乡。
And in these three and a half years, Jesus went through every cities and villages.
传扬天国的福音。
To preach the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
医治人的病痛，赶人的鬼，解决人的困难。
He healed the sick, cast out the demons, and solved the problems of people.
所以主耶稣看到这一群罪人税吏愿意来就近他主耶稣知道他有工作要做。
So when the Lord Jesus saw how this group of sinners and tax collectors came looking for him, Jesus knew then that he had work to do.
也就是病人来找医生这个就是医生存在的目的。
And for patients to come look for the doctor demonstrates the mission of the physician.
因此主耶稣用怜悯的心来面对罪吏跟罪人。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus uses a compassionate heart to treat the sinners and tax collectors.
到最后他真的能够救他们脱离罪。
And in the end, truly, he was able to deliver them out of sin.
所以这个就是在告诉我们今天我们做人的标准是什么。
Therefore, this tells us that today, what is the standard we should follow whilst living as men in this world?
不是文士法利赛人。
We do not follow the standards of the scribes and Pharisees.
也就是道理懂得很多，但是到处向别人行公义。
Which is that we know a lot of the word.
到处去判断别人。
And yet we go around judging others.
其实主耶稣判断得很清楚，他知道什么是罪。
In fact, the Lord Jesus is a very sharp judge. He knows what is sin.
他也不喜欢罪。
He also greatly dislikes sin.
但是他对罪人充满着怜悯。
But yet, he was full of compassion for the sinners.
因为他要救罪人。
Because he wants to save the sinners.
当我们越来越有这个心我们就越来越像主耶稣。
And the more we have such compassionate heart, the more we are like Jesus.
这就是我们 努力的目标。
And this should be the goal that we should work hard for.
好，我们现在再来看啊，马太福音的十二章。
And now let's turn to Matthew chapter 12.
啊，马太福音的十二章。
Matthew 12.
啊，第二节。
Verse 2. Matthew 12, verse 2. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath.
啊，这个地方讲，文士法利赛人啊，告诉主耶稣。
Here, the scribes and Pharisees told the Lord Jesus,
啊，你的门徒做安息日不可做的事情。
Your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath.
啊，因为在出埃及记里面描写。
Because in the book of Exodus, it describes.
啊，安息日什么工都不可以做。
That on the Sabbath day, no work shall be done.
啊，所以对文士法利赛人讲哦，他很清楚什么工都不可以做。
So the scribes and Pharisees are very clear as to what things they should not do on the Sabbath.
啊，因此在第一节，他看到啊，耶稣跟门徒啊在安息日从麦地经过。
So the Pharisees saw that Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath with his disciples.
啊，然后他的门徒肚子饿，就掐起麦子来吃。
And his disciples were hungry and began to pluck heads of grain and to eat.
啊。那他们就觉得这个触犯了安息日。
So they felt that this was against the laws of the Sabbath.
哦，所以啊，他们不能够接受这样的啊做法。
So they cannot accept such an action.
好，那我们看主耶稣怎么回答。
So now let's see what was Jesus' response.
啊。请看第五节。
Please read verse 5. Verse 5, or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless?
这个地方讲，在安息日祭司犯的安息日还是没有罪。
Here says that on the Sabbath the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless.
到底在讲什么？
So what is this talking about?
就是在讲从第三节大卫跟从人饥饿的时候在进了圣殿吃陈设饼。
So it's talking about how David and his followers, when they were hungry, they entered the house of God and ate the showbread.
当然这个好像跟圣经记载什么事情都不可做也不太一样。
So of course, this was against what the Bible teaches as to what they should not do.
但是安息日是为人设立的。
But the Sabbath day was made for men.
人只是安息日的主。
And the Son of Man is the Lord of Sabbath.
所以如果我们看第七节。
So if we read verse 7.
请读。
Verse 7. But if you had known what this means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless.
这个地方讲，你如果明白这个话，就不将无罪当作有罪。
So here says, if you had known what this means, you would not have condemned the guiltless.
因为主耶稣是怜悯的神。
This is because the Lord Jesus is a compassionate God.
所以人在安息日掐麦子来吃这是可以的。
So on the Sabbath day, for men to pluck heads of grain and eat it, it's permissible.
所以第八节啊，人只是安息日的主。
So verse 8 tells us that the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.
所以安息日是要让人来享受神的恩典。
Sabbath day is for men to enjoy the blessings of God.
让人得福。
So that we can be blessed.
所以他的目的不是要来审判人跟惩罚。
And the purpose is not to judge and to punish.
因此当然安息日不要做工，但是照顾生活的需要，这是可以的。
Of course, on Sabbath day, we should not work. But taking care of our daily necessities is permissible.
所以他们麦穗来吃，这是可以，这不算犯罪。
So therefore, they pluck the heads of grain to eat. This is permissible. This is okay.
那么从第九节开始。
And starting from verse 9,
我们看第四节，请读。
Let's read verse 10. Verse 10, And behold, there was a man who had a withered hand, and they asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath, that they might accuse him?
这个地方就有人问耶稣，安息日治病可以不可以？
Here someone asked Jesus, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?
因为有一个人一只手枯干了，问耶稣。
Because there was a man who had a withered hand, so they asked Jesus.
是不是可以医治他？
Is it lawful to heal him on the Sabbath?
那我们就看主耶稣怎么回答。
So now let's see the Lord's response.
从十一节开始。
And starting in verse 11.
请读。
Verse 11. Then he said to them, What man is there among you who has one sheep, and if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not lay hold of it and lift it out?
这里用很日常生活的体验来描写人的本性。
Here uses a daily life experience to describe the nature of man.
如果有谁有一只羊，安息日掉在坑里，他会不会把它拉上来？
If someone has a sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will he lift it up?
我们对羊也是有怜悯的心，它掉到坑子里面，它不把它压搭上来，它就死了。So
we have compassion on the sheep. If we don't lift it out, then the sheep may die.
所以看到羊掉在坑里面，虽然是安息日，也会把它拉上来，这个救命。
So on the Sabbath, if we see a sheep fall into a pit, we will save this life and lift it out.
那十二节,
Verse 12.
人比羊何等的贵重呢?
Of how much more value then is a man than a sheep?
所以在安息日做善事是可以的。
Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath.
因此主耶稣13节。
Verse 13.
他就医治了这个人。
Jesus stretched out his hand and healed this man.
当然，我们现在教会里面有聚会，有一些圣工。
In the church, we have some ministry to do.
那这些聚会圣工做完了，我们要去发传单，要去。 探访需要的人，这都是好的。
On Sabbath days, we attend service and do some church scheduled work. And then after service, we go visiting and give out flyers. These are good.
所以安息日行善，不算是触犯安息日，不是罪。
So to do good on the Sabbath, it's not against the commandments.
因此我们可以看到主耶稣的怜悯。
Therefore, from here, we can see the compassion of the Lord Jesus.
对门徒的怜悯。His
compassion towards his disciples.
还有对这个一只手枯干人的怜悯。And
as well as his compassion towards the man with the withered hand.
但是我们仔细看，这些文士、这些法利赛人，到底对这个手枯干的人有什么帮助呢？
And if we look closer, how beneficial was these Pharisees to the man with the withered hand?
他们虽然有一些知识,
although they have some knowledge,
但是他对受苦的人并没有怜悯的心,
but they have no heart of compassion towards those who are suffering.
所以这些知识本身并不能够真的帮助别人什么。
So having knowledge by itself cannot really help someone.
当然如果他们知识再加上像主耶稣有怜悯的心，那就更好。
And of course, if they have knowledge and they top it up with compassion like the Lord Jesus, that will be great.
好，那我们现在看马太福音的十二章。
Let's now come back to Matthew chapter 12.
14节.
Verse 14. Then the Pharisees went out and plotted against him how they might destroy him.
我们看那个文字法利赛人看到主耶稣所做的，当然是合一圣经，但是跟他们意思不一样，他就想要把耶稣除掉。
So we see that the scribes and Pharisees saw that the mission of the Lord Jesus was different from theirs, therefore they wanted to destroy Jesus.
因此，这个宗教信仰的追求已经变成极端了。
So we see that their pursuit in their faith has gone to the extreme.
为什么?
Why?
因为神所要的是行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心跟神同行。
Because what God requires of men is to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with Him.
怎么主耶稣做的他们不喜欢，就想要把他杀掉呢？
And how then can they not like what Jesus does and even want to destroy Jesus?
所以这很简单，他们有属灵的知识，但是他们对人真的没有良善的心。
So it's very obvious that they have spiritual knowledge, but in their hearts, they have no compassion or goodness for mankind.
但是我们看主耶稣的态度没有改变。But
we still see that the Lord's Jesus' attitude did not change.
我们先来看18节。
Now let's continue to read verse 18. Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will declare justice to the Gentiles.
19节.
Verse 19. He will not quarrel, nor cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets.
20节.
Verse 20. A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench, till he sends forth justice to victory.
21节.
Verse 21, and in his name Gentiles will trust.
在20节讲，压伤的芦苇他不折断。
Verse 20 says, a bruised reed he will not break.
这个压伤的芦苇就是他已经受伤了，只剩下最后一点连在一起。
A bruised reed means he has been wounded, and he's only hanging by a little bit, and yet the Lord Jesus will not break him.
所以有的人真的像压伤的芦苇。Therefore,
some people are just exactly like a bruised reed.
在生活当中受了很多的苦，好像就要断掉一样，生命就断绝了。
In their lives, they have suffered a lot, and their lives are just hanging by the thread.
主耶稣来就是要来医治，让这个芦苇重新再能够成长。
And the Lord Jesus comes so that this reed can once again grow.
这就是他的怜悯。
And this is his compassion.
所以我们今天看到周围有一些人。 是弱势的，是跟人比不上的，是受很多苦的，这个需要我们有主耶稣的怜悯来靠近他。So
today, towards the weak, those who are suffering a lot, we have to use the compassion and mercy of the Lord Jesus and to draw close to them.
那下面江残的灯火他不吹灭。And
next, the verse says, the smoking flax he will not quench.
一个火燃烧的旺盛的时候，很吸引人。When
a flame is burning bright and strong, it attracts a lot of people.
但是江残的灯火，它马上就要熄灭了。But
a smoking flax, it's gonna die off very soon.
这里讲它不吹灭。But
here says he will not quench.
有的人的信仰。 好像江残的灯火。Some
people's faith is like the smoking flax.
那个信仰快要熄灭了。And
their faith is almost dying off.
那有时候祷告啊，那个 圣灵差不多已经快要离开了。
And sometimes they even pray to the point where the Holy Spirit is almost departing.
有的甚至不晓得怎么祷告。
And some even do not know how to pray.
这是江残的灯火。
And these are the smoking flags.
这需要我们有灵敏的心来重新眺望他们信仰的火。
So they need our compassionate hearts to reignite their flame of faith.
他所要的不是我们向他行公义。
And what they want of us is not for us to do justice with them.
是要我们的灵敏。
But he wants our mercy and compassion.
所以这里讲十九节，他不增进，不宣染。街上也没有人听见他的声音。
So verse 19 says, he will not quarrel nor cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets.
在诗篇里面说，你们要安静，因为我是神。
In Psalms it tells us, be quiet because I am God.
所以神所同在的人，他是很安静的。
So people that abide in God are still.
所谓安静不是说不讲话。
So to remain still does not mean you do not utter a word.
就是十九节讲他不增进不宣扬。
But it is what is written in verse 19, which is he will not quarrel nor cry out.
这个就是主耶稣。
And this is the Lord Jesus.
连街上也没有人听见他的声音。
Even on the, in the streets, no one hears his voice.
所以即使当时法利赛人想办法怎么除掉耶稣。
So even though the Pharisees find ways and means to destroy Jesus,
主耶稣也没有跟他争竞，也没有宣扬。
And the Lord Jesus still did not quarrel nor cry out against them.
他继续往前走，做神要叫他做的事情。
He continued going forward to do what God wants him to do.
也就是施怜悯来帮助别人。
Which is to show his mercy and help the people.
这给我们剩下我们信仰生活美好的榜样。
And he serves as a good role model for our walk of faith.
所以第七节十二章，我喜爱邻居，不喜爱祭祀。
Therefore, Matthew 12 verse 7 says, I desire mercy and not sacrifice.
在旧约时代献祭是一种外表的仪式。
In the Old Testament, offerings is an outward ritual.
要献上动物牛羊。
They are to offer livestock and animals.
那到了新约时代。
But in the New Testament,
而且外在的献的祭物已经不需要了。
The outward offering of these animals are no longer necessary.
但是神要我们的心有灵敏的心。
But instead, God wants us to have this heart of mercy.
也就是外面宗教的动作那个仪式，这个不是最重要。
In other words, this outward ritual of worship, the outward worship ritual is or actions is not that important.
最重要是我们内心的更新变化。
Most important is this renewal and the transformation within our hearts.
当然常常聚会、常常祷告是很重要。
Of course, attending regular church services and prayer is important.
常常读圣经也很重要。
And to read the Bible daily is also very important.
这个目的就是要更新我们的心。
But the purpose of all these is to renew our hearts.
对人有怜悯。
So that we can show mercy to others.
自己能够行公义。
And so that we can show mercy to others and to do justice.
在神面前能够谦卑跟神同行。
to do justice and require that of ourselves, and then to walk humbly with God.
这个, 啊, 就是最重要的。
So these are the most important.
啊, 如果这个不是我们的重点, 那一些宗教的仪式就变成没有什么意义。
So if these are not our main focus, then the outward ritual and or our outward actions is not that important, but will lose its meaning.
啊, 所以黎明向审判夸胜。
Therefore, mercy triumphs over justice,
啊,
唱诗, over judgment.
唱诗141首。
Let's sing hymn number 141.